welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Friday, May 22nd, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Concepts App. Leading off today, following Spotify's acquisition of the Joe Rogan Experience earlier this week, a new report from Bloomberg today details Apple's own plans to ramp up its focus on podcasting. The report explains that part of Apple's goal is to help promote its Apple TV Plus original TV shows and movies through podcasting. Bloomberg says that Apple has started acquiring two types of original podcasts. The first category is audio spin-offs of its TV Plus movies and shows, while the second is original programming that could eventually be adapted into future TV Plus content. Furthermore, Apple is said to be seeking a leader for its original podcast work. This person would report to Apple's existing head of podcasting, Ben Cave. Bloomberg was first to report last July that Apple would fund original podcasting and create its own Apple Podcast exclusives. Since then, it's become more and more clear that the focus is on tying Apple Podcast exclusives into the Apple TV Plus video service. And as Apple ramps up its own podcasting efforts, it's facing increasing competition from Spotify, who earlier this week acquired the Joe Rogan Experience in a deal that's expected to be worth over $100 million. In other news, yesterday we told you about iOS 13.5 and its new Exposure Notification API. In the United States, rather than creating a single contact tracing app for the country, the decision to support exposure notifications is made by each state's public health authority. Alabama, South Carolina, and North Dakota are among the first U.S. states to express interest in Apple's platform. Now, we've been reaching out to every state's health department to find out their plan. And so far, no other state has committed to using the Apple and Google Exposure Notification API. Some states, however, have said that they will not participate, either because they don't plan on using an app for contact tracing, or they just don't like Apple's API. Those states include Arizona, California, Colorado, Delaware, Maryland, Michigan, Missouri, Ohio, Oregon, Pennsylvania, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Virginia, Washington, West Virginia, Wisconsin, and Wyoming. And of course, there are many states we haven't even heard back from, but those are the ones that so far have said they don't have plans to support the Apple and Google API. It is, of course, possible that these plans will change and some of these states will come on board, perhaps once they learn more about how the API works. And you can keep up with all of these announcements at the link in the show notes below. We are sponsored this week by Concepts App. Concepts is available on iPhone and iPad, and it allows you to sketch ideas, create mind maps, design layouts, and communicate visually on an infinite canvas. With Concepts, you can draw with fluid, pressure-sensitive brushes using designer Copic colors that make every sketch look professional. Concepts Vector Ink is a powerful tool for creativity. Move your ideas around the canvas for brainstorming, explore design iterations efficiently, and enjoy endless editability of your work. Plus, you can drag and drop images, vector objects, PDFs, and other assets straight onto the canvas for fast concept work. And with everyone working remotely, you can pair the presentation mode in Concepts with virtual conferencing platforms like Zoom and Reflector for easy whiteboarding with the rest of your team. Finally, Concepts allows you to deliver your best ideas in flexible formats, including PDF and SVG, and work seamlessly with niche software like AutoCAD or Adobe Creative Cloud. You can learn more and get started today at concepts.app. To round out this week, let's check in with Trevor Doherty from 9to5 Toys, who has details on some of the best Apple deals of the day.
This weekend's best Apple-friendly deals over at 9to5 Toys are highlighted by the Best Buy Memorial Day sale, which includes notable discounts on Apple's 10.2-inch iPad, previous generation MacBook Pro, Apple Watch, and more. You can also save big on iPhone today with refurbished models over at Woot, including iPhone XS at $440, iPhone 8 at $240, and more starting at $130. Of course, you'll find all of this weekend's best deals over at 9to5toys.com. Make sure you're also following along on Twitter at 9to5toys so you don't miss out on any of the best offers or the coolest new gear that we share with our readers every day.
That wraps up another week of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. If you like the show, please be sure to subscribe in Apple's podcast app or Overcast or wherever you listen every day. It's also tremendously helpful if you leave us a rating and a review. Again, my thanks to Concepts App for their support of the show this week. Sponsors like Concepts help us keep making 9 to 5 Mac Daily 5 days per week. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of 9 to 5 Mac Daily.